Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Christophe Détinger has been detained ahead of his trial, which is due to start on the 13th of February. The former boxer was filmed hitting two gendarmes at a Gilets Jaunes protest in Paris last weekend. Last night, Détinger expressed regret for his actions and asked for longer in order to prepare his defence. In the meantime, Marlène Schiappa has complained about the amount of money raised online in order to help Détinger pay his legal fees. The Secretary of State for Equality Between Men and Women has received insults online ever since she opposed the collection, which has topped €100,000. Schiappa said that anyone who had donated to the fund was complicit with Détinger's actions. Prison sentences and suspended sentences have been handed down to some of the young people on the extreme right who were found guilty of causing damage during a Gilets Jaunes demonstration last month in Paris. This included graffiti near the Place de l'Étoile. One of the defendants received a three-month custodial sentence. Mehdi Nemmouche will come before the Belgian courts today, more than 4 years after the attack at the Jewish Museum in Brussels that killed four people. Mehdi Nemmouche and his co-defendant, a 30-year-old man from Marseille, are being prosecuted for a terrorist assassination. They face life in prison. And finally, search efforts continue in the Jura after the disappearance of a fighter jet Mirage 2000 yesterday in the late morning. The pilot and co-pilot disappeared without a trace after the jet vanished from radar screens. Some debris has been found, including a piece of cloth which could be from a parachute. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.